Om Shanti. Now we will see the magic of blessing of the date 2nd August 2018. Today's blessing is, may you become an embodiment of success by using all your specialities and thereby increasing them. May you become an embodiment of success, Siddhi Swarup, by using all your specialities, Visheshta, and thereby increasing them, Vista. So explanation is, the more you use your specialities by serving with your mind, words and deeds, the more those specialities will continue to increase. To use these service means to receive a lot of fruits from one seed. Do not simply keep all the specialities you have received as your birthright in this elevated life in the seed form, but sow them in the field of service and you will experience their fruit. That is, you will experience yourself to be an embodiment of success. I'll repeat it again. The more you use your specialities by serving with your mind, words and deeds, the more those specialities will continue to increase. To use these for service means to receive a lot of fruit from one seed. Do not simply keep all the specialities you have received as your birthright in this elevated life in the seed form, but sow them in the field of service and you will experience their fruit. That is, you will experience yourself to be an embodiment of success. Today in blessing, Baba is mentioning about the specialities, Visheshta. So, what are all the specialities we have and how we can use those specialities in service? Any idea what are specialities? Anything you have noticed in any souls? So many are there, yes. Anyone? Usually we have a vision of seeing the gross specialities. For example, if someone is having the specialty of art, they draw nicely. Because of their specialty, this is a gross specialty. Because of this, now today we have got these many pictures to explain others. Explaining through pictures, it's not an easy task. It's not an easy specialty. It's a very great specialty. Using that specialty today in our yagya, how much the service have expanded. And another thing is, someone has the cooking specialty. Cause of this today, for how many souls we are preparing the food. This is also a gross specialty. So like this, we can select so many gross specialities, which is seen superficially. But we have so many subtle specialities. Baba is meaning those subtle specialities. Behind this gross specialities, which is superficial, behind that and underneath, so many subtle specialities are there. If we start looking into that, then our service will expand and we will get fruit. So that is like the seed. When our yagya was started initially, Brahma Baba, what specialty he had? So many children were there. Today we have all the facilities to learn the knowledge, to practice yoga, everything we have ready made, like heart, like that Baba is giving. But initially nothing was there. Children had so many negatives also, but still Brahma Baba's vision was what? His speciality was, he has never seen the soul's past or the present. He had the vision of seeing their future. Instead of seeing the weakness of your soul, looking into their future positive points, it's also a subtle speciality. When we have that, this is the seed of our yagya. So many people were there. Brahma Baba had that seed. This is what Baba is telling. Use these specialities as the seed form. Then sow them. Then the service will expand. So this is the main thing. To make it easy to understand, a student who is going to school is having the dedication speciality. So dedicatedly the student is studying. Dedication is a subtle speciality. Of course, when the student is getting qualified, when he is going out during his career life also, he will be so dedicated. So that comes as an innate nature. So same like this. Again, to make it easy, in simple words, we have to tell means having soft skills. People might have heard about soft skills. Soft skills means nothing like that software. It's the innate, subtle quality, subtle specialities. So these are all the top 10 soft skills in the world they have ranked. First thing is the communication. Communication, they are telling like oral speaking capability, written writing, presenting, listening, speaking. So when communication skill, we used to sell communication skill, it's also a specialty. We should, while oral speaking capability means when we are conversing with others, we should understand what they are about to say. And we have to make them understand by our good communication. This is a specialty. And writing and making them understand. Like what Murali we are getting, it's the Baba's specialty. He is making us understand through this. This is his communication skill. And next thing is presenting. How we are presenting to the other souls. In the other centers and all, we can see the center sisters, really they are all around us. They are single, they have to maintain the center, they have to give knowledge also, they have to conduct yoga also, they have to calculate their accounts also, doing many tasks. It's their specialty. And how they are presenting that to the souls. So this is a very good specialty. And listening, communication skill first, we should listen with patience. Then only we can reflect it. So communication skill is a subtle specialty. And here also, those people who are working as a guide, they have a very good communication skill. If we have a good communication skill, we have to use it in service. Whenever we get time, we have to use it. And second thing is the courtesy. Courtesy means it's a kind of manners, etiquettes, business etiquettes, or saying please, thank you. It's a small thing. Saying thank you, like when a group of souls, they are doing service in the kitchen, and when the mothers they are leaving, what our brothers they are doing, thank you all. Saying this one thank you will cool down all and it will fill them with power. So this makes the foundation for the next. After 2 hours again they will be back to the service. So this fills the power just by saying this thank you, one word, thank you, please. So these words, saying this also a subtle speciality. It's not so easily we won't tell please. We will feel like why should I request? Sorry, saying sorry, accepting our mistake. This is also a speciality. So it comes in the courtesy and being respectful. Whether they are children or they are elders, respecting everyone. This is also a speciality. And gracious. Gracious means being kind, wholehearted, charitable, accommodating, being humble. Like in our service place, we may be elder, but the younger ones, they may over dominate, they will show this thing, but still towards them, being kind hearted, whole hearted, being humble, that is also helps. It creates a cooperation. So courtesy, this is also a very good speciality. And third one is flexibility. Flexibility is adaptability, willing to change. Instead of trying to change others, we should first have the willing to change. That is adaptability, flexible to any situation. Like at times for service, we are fixed for the times. At times, if we want to extend for extra half an hour, 1 hour, willing to change, it's okay. I will accommodate, I will adapt it. So this is also a speciality. And lifelong learner, the people who have this flexible nature will be a lifelong learner. They will see each and every situation like they are teaching. They won't get sorrow or they won't get disheartened, depressions. Each and every scene, they will take it like an opportunity to learning. By learning from this situation, how I can change myself. Baba has told, through self-transformation to world transformation. So the people who have this flexibility speciality will try to change and they will try to learn lifelong. And they accept new things. They are not rigid. They are not rigid. Okay, this means this is the thing. This is the discipline. This has to happen like this only. They are not like that. If any new ideas, new things, if new soul is coming, like 1 month, 1 year of spiritual life, soul is coming, they are giving new ideas, new things. They will accept it. And they will think in a way, how I can use this in service. And last is, they have a good adjustable nature and teachable. The people who have the flexibility, they have this teaching nature. Teaching others, it's not an easy thing, because in a classroom, so many different kind students of that. Everyone's perception will be different. One will be very fast in grasping the points, one will be very slow, and one will take so much of time to understand. And taking everyone all together and teaching them, first the teacher, they should have this flexible nature. They should not think why the student is very average or why the student is weak, but still they will flexible, they will adjust themselves and they will go down to their level and they will make them understand. So the people who have this flexibility nature, they have the teaching. When we give course, when we give 7 days course, how many questions the new souls they ask. So during that time, if we become rigid, no, this picture's explanation only this much. While you are going forward, you will understand. That is rigid. This is not flexibility. Going to their level, making them understand by giving good examples, teaching. So this is a good soft skill. This is also a speciality. And the fourth one is integrity. Integrity is being honest, truthful. Being truthful and trustable, ethical, high morals, has personal values, does what's right. They does only what is right, only that they does. They won't have their self excuses. At times, like if we feel so sleepy in Amritola, it's okay. Today let me sleep, tomorrow I'll go. These excuses won't be there. What is right, they will follow that. That is integrity, honest, to be honest to oneself, to be honest to ourselves. This is also a speciality. Rigid. Yeah, instead of sleeping in the yoga, it's good. But the thing is, what responsibility Baba has given us. Baba has made us responsibility for world transformation. If we realize that responsibility, sleep won't come. Now the time is too late. Too late time also had gone. So now we have to self-trauma and we have to be ready for that. So if we think about that, automatically we will be honest to us oneself and we will be honest to Baba. And we will do that. This is what our life now, Baba, effort making. Purushat is, this is the thing. Initially, first day, second day, third day, we will feel sleepy. But make it practice. As the time passes, it will become practice. So being honest to oneself, you talk to yourself, this is also a speciality. Because by being in yoga, we are not just sitting for ourselves, we are not just sitting just to meet Baba. Baba is coming and filling us to do the service for the whole day. Amrit Vela, it's such a time, he just charges us also, and he is giving energy so that we will spread to the whole world and we will transform the world. For that only he is coming. That is his main intention. So, realizing that and to be honest and to be ethical. Ethical is like naitik, to be moral, what it has to be, it has to be done like that. So, this is also a very great speciality. And grossly, when we see people who are very honest, people who are in the accounts department, who deals with the cash, money, so many money people are donating, to count that, people should be very loyal and trustable. To such souls who have that speciality, they will give that service to them. To count the money in our yagya, this thing. This won't be given generally for common people. Whom they are very honest or trustable, only to them they give the service. From the bandar, they will take the money and give it to them for counting. Because they won't do any looting or cheating or anything. So to be have this integrity nature is a very great speciality. And the fifth one is interpersonal skills. Interpersonal skills we people have naturally. Being nice to others, nurturing them, and sense of humor. Sense of humor, always I remember our brother Sushil Bhai. So the way he does humors, it doesn't hurt anyone. Instead of that, it just lights the candle. Like as if lighting the candle. Like that his humor, no, that moment within that second, it just lights up the soul. His words also like a essence. The way he commands, it's like a essence, and it just switches on our smriti. So like that. So having such a sense of humor, it's a very great speciality. And our brother Sachin Bhai is also having the how to churn the knowledge. It's a very great speciality. Baba has kept that soul as an example to others, how to churn knowledge. In our yagya, Baba needs all kind of specialized souls. So that's why for each speciality, Baba has kept separate souls in their places. And being friendly, nurturing them, and empathetic. Empathetic is understanding others' feelings and talking to them and helping them. And has self-control. Interpersonal skill is like self-control. In self-control, all these virtues will come. Tolerating, having patience, these all virtues will come. And being patient, sociability, warmth and social skills. So these are all the interpersonal skills which we can use in the service. Like when we are working in a department, two people are in that department, only two people are there. One people is very light. He is very carefree, but he is doing the service pakka. But he is having a very soft nature. The other person is very strict. He has to be very disciplined, like that and all. So, but the thing is, when we have that friendly nature, nurturing, adjusting with them, interpersonal, like understanding them, and okay, that soul's nature is like that, I will adjust. I will give that soul a warmth feeling and taking care of them. When the other one is not well, okay, fine, you take care. You take care of yourself, I will do the service. So this is cause of the interpersonal skills, they adjust among themselves. So this is how the service expands. They doesn't sit like, if that soul is not coming, why should I do extra? This is a rigid nature. So we have to be this sociability, self-control, nurturing, friendly nature. And the sixth one is having positive attitude. Optimistic, enthusiastic, encouraging, happy and confident. People who have this positive attitude were very confident. In each and every situation, they pick up a positive nature. For example, like when I came here, some souls, they were telling like, it's very difficult to stay here. Why you opted here to come here, everything and all. But my vision was different. My thinking was different. I told, why should I feel that I have come here to finish my karmic accounts? I have come here to make harmony in sanskars with my family. Because for the next 21 birth, if I have to live, means now this is the foundation. I have to make sanskar milan. I have to make harmony in sanskar. For that only Baba has taken me here. This is not difficult for me to stay here. It's very easy. That's why Baba has taken me. So this is a positive attitude in a negative situation. And optimistic, enthusiastic. Like for example, Suraj Bhai. How many examples he give? How to be like, to do yoga when we are going in depression, if we listen to his classes, how positive it is. It just makes us to feel, experience the thing. This is like, cause in that seed, in that core of that soul, that positivity is there. That energy just spreads. This is the subtle speciality. Through our speciality in the core of our soul, just spreading them and making them experience. Through our, this Sunday Murli also Baba has told. Service through attitude. So when we have that speciality in our core of, in our seed, in our core of the soul, then it will reflect. The seventh one is professionalism. Professionalism means business like well-dressed, appearance and poised. Poised means being balanced. Like professionalism means to what kind of service, how we have to be dressed up. We have to present ourselves in a good looking also. It's a great service. Because this I have experienced when we go to the centers outside world. So many non-BKs, when they are looking at us, they just observe us, how these people are going, how their dressing nature is, how their talking nature is, how we are presenting to ourselves. So for this we should have this thing. Not like that, we may have only two dresses, three dresses, but Baba doesn't said as like torn clothes, this thing and that. Baba has told, you dress well up. According to the function, you dress up. Nothing like that. But we should not go in attachment in that. If I wear like this, I will look good. We should not go in abhiman. But to do, to maintain our dignity of our family, Brahmin family, our Yajna, we have to do like that. But we should not do in attachment. In a detached manner, we have to do. This is also a great service for the outside people. When they look at our Brahmin family, they should feel different. See how simple they are, but still they look so good. This is a professionalism. In outer world, they said professionalism. But this is the way we are doing service. By looking at us, they are getting attracted. How they are, their way of life is very simple, but still it's so elevated. By giving our presenting nature, making them feel that it's a great service. And eighth one is responsibility. Responsibility is accountable, reliable, and gets the job done. People who are responsibility, somehow the other way, they will do the job. Until that is done, they won't sleep. And they are so resourceful. To do the things somewhere other, they will collect the resources. How I can serve others. They keep themselves filled always. And they will be self-disciplined. Self-disciplined and want to do well, and they have the good, honest and common sense. Like, well, self-disciplined, responsibility means self-disciplined. In our Yajna, we have good maryadas. Like, this is the time we have to do Amrita Vela, this is the time for Murli, this is the time for Bhojan, this is the time for service. So everything, it's like responsibility. Like, this is Baba has framed this discipline. So by following this discipline and sticking to this discipline, this is like taking responsibility. People who are accountable, whom they are considerable about this, and who are reliable, only those souls will feel themselves responsible and they will follow that. If we feel that responsibility, automatically we become self-disciplined. Not like that, like sleeping during Amrita Vela. This is not self-disciplined. This is like making ourselves, the self-discipline is also a very great speciality. So this is responsibility. And the ninth point is teamwork. Teamwork is like cooperative. Here our most of the service is like a teamwork only. Cooperative and getting along with others for this adjustment. All these virtues will come into the soft skills. And agreeable, if someone is giving any idea, we would have planned some service in a way. But neck of the moment, last moment, some soul will come and tell, no, this service has to be done like this. Immediately agreeing to that, it's also not easy to ask. Some we will think, no, already I have planned like this, this has to go like this only. But instead, they have the speciality of agreeing the things, that is teamwork, because they look as a group. They are not isolated in the group. Like for example, in hospital, if a patient is not well, we all work like a team. The doctor, nurses, even the housekeeping. We feel like in the team, if anyone is not working, then the teamwork won't be successful. So we think everyone together. So this is the thing. And supportive and helpful. This all comes in the teamwork. And last is the work ethic. Work ethic, as I said, it's like work moral or the naitik. Ethics. In this comes the hard working. Some sevadaris, they are really very hard working. The security people and some people, the sevadaris who are preparing tea early morning, we might not have done that only, but getting up and doing this, it's very hard work. This is like dedicated, they are tireless and they are very loyal. This is called work ethic. Like what the seva we are giving, they are very loyal to that. And initiative, they does new initiatives. Like creativity will be there. And self-motivated, they'll be on time. Not even a single minute they'll be late. They'll be on time and they have a good attendance. So this is work ethic, like sticking to our maryadas. This is work ethic. What the maryadas we are giving, we should stick to that. This is also a visheshta. So same like this, we should identify our speciality and try to involve in the service like this. Initially, as I said, so many gross visheshta specialities are there. We can use that also. These are all like subtle specialities. Like it is included in soft skills. Generally, on the whole, they say this is like a soft skill. In this, all our virtues, powers, everything is included. So we have to identify that and we have to use it in the service. And we have to use it in the form of seed, in the field of service. Not like that. We should use it and we should put it in the seed. Same like how from Baba we got this. He is the seed and we are the fruits, like that. Same like that, we are also seeds. We should also use it in the service. Today's Vardhan is, may you become an embodiment of success by using all your specialities and thereby increasing them. Om Shanti.